time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody likes that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the things. Talk about things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Man, I tell you what, it's been an awesome day. It's been good. How about you?
I have been relaxing all day, aside from right when the show started, that the puppies decided they wanted to cut the TV on in the other room. I was trying to figure out why I was hearing noises when I'm like, wait a minute,
okay.
I'm here and talking. And come to find out,
so
they cut the TV
on. That's what that
is.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're up on the bed, but it is what it is. But I want to talk about, since let's start off with, we don't need to talk about NCAA basketball, because anybody who's still got a bracket is a lucky-ass person, because there is nobody in this country who probably still has a fucking full bracket. My bracket got busted
no.
earlier this week. So, we won't even discuss it because I don't think there's anybody left. I mean, I even had Gonzaga in there. Gonzaga is gone. Everybody knows Gonzaga is like the shit. Okay, once you lose Gonzaga, your bracket is gone. Okay, let's just keep it real.
Yep.
Let's stay with NCAA.
Now, is Saint Peter's still in there?
I don't know. I don't know if them damn peacocks are still there, but who would imagine a goddamn peacock is kicking everybody's ass?
Uh-huh.
But you know what? And this is me. See, this is when your brain is too big. Do you know that peacocks cannot be contained? And
oh,
I learned
no.
this. Okay. I learned this from going to the zoo. So, like, our zoo here, we have, like, a peacock area, but I was wondering why there's always peacocks all over the zoo, and they said that you really cannot contain the peacocks. They don't like being, like, in a contained area. So
no.
it kind of makes sense. I mean, for a bird that doesn't particularly do well with confinement, you know, and struts their ass around like they should, I guess the peacocks going as far as they're going would make sense. I mean, just a little,
oh, yeah.
just a little animal history. I mean, I know everybody's like, "How'd she get this?" Yes, I do go to the zoo, people. You will learn a lot at the zoo, and
yeah.
I learned that about the peacocks because the peacocks at our zoo seem to fucking multiply, and it's like, why are you? You could be at the zoo. I don't know about anybody else's zoo, but the zoo here, you could be like, "What? You're like, where did the peacock come from?" The peacocks have their own area, but they're like. That area really is just for us because they're pretty much
uh-huh.
like, fuck y'all, I'm going to do what I want to. You'll look up and there'll be a peacock next to you. They'll be walking around. They're like, whose house is this? This is our fucking house. Fuck y'all. They even have
yeah.
said that every now and then that the peacocks will get out of the zoo.
Yes.
So when they say they don't like being confined, peacocks do not like being confined. They don't do that this is your area shit. I mean, they be around the
no.
lions, the tigers, everybody. Be like, I
oh,
dare
yeah.
you, bitch.
I have lived in three areas where peacocks are around. So, yeah, I've seen peacocks in three neighborhoods. Even where I live now, I have seen a peacock within... I think it was about a quarter, half mile away. So, yeah, they pretty much do what they want, and don't give a fuck about anything else. And trust me, you know when peacocks are in your area.
Because you could definitely hear them, too. They're not the quietest birds.
Oh, yeah. And they are very loud. And, yeah, it's like, okay, they're looking for a mate or something. It's like, dude, you're by yourself. Get the fuck back out of here.
They don't care.
Oh, God, no.
So, now that we've had our lesson on... Y'all, everybody, y'all listen to the show. You always learn something on this show. Regardless of how random is as it may seem, we normally will relate it to something. Okay, normally we can relate it to sex. As you see, we related the peacocks and their noise making to sex. So, I can guarantee you one thing. Somehow or another, we will relate something that we're talking to about sex. Not the whole conversation, but somehow we'll get around to a beginning, end, middle, somewhere in the show. This time we did it at the beginning. As before the show started, we were having a conversation, and I was saying, as I mature, I notice things that I things that I don't particularly care for and things that I like. And things that I all of a sudden I have to have. Anybody who knows me knows that I am a collector of things. And they're not always things that I need. They're not always things that are useful. They're not always things that I probably should get. But I am a collector of things. Some useful, some not. This week, because I'm on the down count to my 55th birthday next year. So I'm trying to be more conscious of what I'm eating and what I'm doing because, bitch, got to be a bad 55. You know, I just can't be 55. I turned 50 and it was just like, yeah, I turned 50 because I didn't get what I wanted because some other things were on the way. 55.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be bada boom. I'm going to be that bitch. So with that, there are things that I'm doing food-wise. I've been doing what they call a 12-hour fast. Actually, I do like almost 16 hours. I do a 16-hour fast. I only eat 8 hours out of the day. And people may say, oh, you would starve. Actually, once your body gets used to it and you figure out what you have to do to maintain that so that you're not hungry during that 16 hours, it really works out good. So one of the things I noticed is that I've always liked tea. But my problem with tea, and people do not laugh at me, I am part of that generation where microwaves were a new thing when I was growing up. Now they are norm. When I was growing up, if you had a microwave, you had money. So I'm realizing as I'm maturing that some of the things that we did before we had a microwave, I'm going back to doing. And I'm realizing that it's healthier. And when I say this, I want everybody to understand, I am not knocking microwaves. Microwaves are fabulous for the convenience, especially when you're trying to do something on the run. But overall, a microwave should be just that, to heat something up. It should not be the every time you turn around, the microwave is being used.
Right.
I have started back drinking tea. And everybody who knows me knows that I have no problem drinking tea. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I will drink tea. My problem, I realized the reason why I don't drink tea, it's because I hate throwing shit in the microwave. First of all, have you ever heated something up in the microwave, especially water, and then you, like, wait a couple of minutes, they say, and that should be, like, damn near cold? So.
Yeah.
I was on the hunt this week for a tea kettle because I also don't like, I am that person who can burn up water. And if you guys don't understand how you burn up water, it is real easy. If you are a multitasker, like the majority of us people are, it is easy to start water boiling and go do other things and forget about it. It's just human nature.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the purpose of a tea kettle is because the tea kettle, if you get a, and you have to make sure you get a tea kettle that whistles, you will know exactly when that water is ready. It allows you to do other things. Well, I was on the hunt for a tea kettle. I did not get it off of Amazon, so before anybody says, oh, get off. Yeah, I like Amazon, but I also like seeing what the fuck I'm getting. And I actually bought a tea kettle. It was regularly priced $13. But for those of you who know what Big Lots is, yes, I'm a bargain shopper. I don't believe paying full price for any damn thing. Big Lots, like every other store out there, has a rewards program. Yesterday, if you were part of their rewards program, you had 20% off. Well, if you're our military veteran, you already get 10% off at Big Lots when you go onto the store. Well, Big Lots allows you to combine discounts. So this tea kettle that was running $13, I used the 20% off. That dropped it down to like $12 or $11-something. I used my military discount. I end up paying less than $10 for this tea kettle. This tea kettle is 2.5 quarts, so it's not a small tea kettle. For the first time in over a year, I had tea the way I wanted to. And let me tell you something else to have in a tea kettle. You can also do that instant coffee with it. It's not just for tea. But the tea kettle, it's something about when you heat water on the stove, especially in the tea kettle, it tends to stay hot longer because I was able to have three hot, I'm talking about the hot where you got to blow cups of tea. And anybody who knows about how long it takes water to cool down when you actually drink it out of a coffee cup and all the proper ways, it doesn't cool down that quick. So I was able to have three hot cups of tea. It also filled me up and made it where I didn't eat. People, if you're looking to lose weight, quit. I mean, I'm not knocking diets because as a person who just came off of a weight loss program with medication, I will tell you, I'm not going to knock any of that because I think that we all need a jump start somewhere. But once you get that jump start and you figure out that jump start works, you have to build on what you've learned. And that means that I allow myself a couple of cheat days a week. That means where I just eat what the fuck I want. And my biggest, anybody who knows me knows my weakness is cookies and chocolate. So I give myself a couple of days where I can do my cookies and my chocolate and my big thing on bread. But also quit eating out so much. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, they say you're supposed to have a green vegetable every day. Okay, note in point, this does not have a green vegetable every day. I tried doing that salad thing every day. That lasted for about 3 weeks, and then bitch was like, okay, I can't handle this. It's not, you know, I don't care how much you say. Even vegetarians don't eat salad every day. They eat a variety of food. So I was trying to figure out how can I do this where I'm accomplishing what I need to. Well, like today I had a salad. Does that mean I'm going to have a salad tomorrow? Tomorrow is Meatless Monday. I don't know what I'm going to have tomorrow. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to have. But I'm learning to eat the food that I have in my house. People, take a day where you don't leave. Anybody, especially with the way gas prices are right now, I'm sorry, I'm not rich. So if you have a car, you know the gas costs. Depending on what part of the country you're living in, you could be paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Where I live at, it's a little bit over $4 a gallon. That's still too much fucking money. So you have to learn that if you're not, okay, since gas is not at the $2-something a gallon phase, guess what? This got to figure out what she going to do. Learn how to eat at home. Okay, that means that you got to sit there and say, listen, in my case, I have a deep freezer. I am notorious for putting food in there just in case. Wait a minute. And for those of y'all who don't know me, I'm using the air quotes just in case. Just in case I want something, which I never go to it. Oh, bitch has learned that just in case is called gas costs too much right now. So, like today I went down to the deep freezer because I was like, oh, shit. I didn't go out because I'm trying to eat a steak once a week. Anybody knows me? For anybody who's ever been listening to the show, you guys do not hear me talk about eating steak. I am not big on eating the cow. It is a very good source of protein. I have learned through my weight loss journey that in order to sometimes jumpstart, chicken is good, but there's only so many ways you eat chicken, and even the best of us get tired of fucking chicken, okay? I don't care what nobody say. Those who can eat chicken day in and day out, y'all more power to you because I ain't that bitch, all right? I can't eat day in and day out. I love chicken like the next person, but there's only so much I can eat. So, like, today I was supposed to, in my mind, I said, guess what? I'm going to go have steak. Well, guess what? It would have required me to buy a fucking steak because I ain't got a steak laying around this house. I got fish and chicken laying around this house. I do not have a steak laying around this house. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not leaving. I did not leave. I've been napping all day long in between the dogs letting me know they want to go out. They, you know, they're not, my children are not the best children in the world. They're like, listen, bitch, we only going to, listen, having dogs under the age of two is like having children under the age of two. Your nap time, you have to take advantage of that nap time. Your nap time is their nap time, okay? So I tried to take advantage of my nap time today. I think I might have got 2 hours in, 4 hours tops today, but it wasn't consistent because the children was like, okay, bitch, get up. And just like regular children, they get up in your face and they tell you to get your ass up. So.
Well, that's thing. But, now, on earlier comment, tea. Normally, tea, and I've been told this by people, mostly females, don't drink tea because it drains your iron.
See, I haven't heard that because it's also good for weight loss, and it's also good for sleeping. I don't know if I've ever discussed this, but I have horrible anxiety. And when I go through bits of my anxiety, that means I will go through sleeplessness. And nothing will take care of it. And I am big on melatonin. Anybody who knows me knows I'm very big on natural remedies. You will not hear me saying, if you hear me say I popped a sleeping pill, let me tell you what my sleeping pills are. Melatonin. I live with melatonin. It's all natural. It's not addictive. So when my melatonin doesn't work, that means I'm going through bad anxiety, and I can normally tell. So, like, I can tell you Friday night I didn't get to sleep till about 2 in the morning. I was back up by 7 o'clock. That's not good.
Yeah.
I know what hours I sleep. For people who know me know that I sleep very long hours. For the past few days, I haven't been able to go to sleep. So I'm trying to find ways to get my sleep back on schedule.
Right.
This is not a product of daylight saving time. For anybody who may say, oh, it's no. For me, that's not it. Because I want to tell people also how to deal with daylight saving time. Have a room in your house. If your bedroom is where you go to sleep, which the majority of us should be sleeping in our bedroom, that room, as beautiful as we want our bedrooms to be and everything else, that room should be the darkest room in your house all the time. When you go in that room, there should be very little light penetrating in there. The reason why daylight saving time does not affect me the way it does other people is because I have the room in my house, they're in the back of my house, they're not my living room, dining room, kitchen, and my family room. Every single one of those rooms that are what I would call my primary sleep and living areas have blackout curtains. And if you don't know what blackout curtains are, good blackout curtains, when you close them curtains, your room is black. It might not be pitch black, but it's going to be so dark where your body will adjust. Because I use blackout curtains, and if you don't have the curtains, get the liners. You can always find the blackout liners. I have blackout liners on all of my curtains. And I will tell you that it is the best thing that I ever did. So daylight saving time does not affect me the way it does other people, because when it's 9 o'clock at night and it's still light outside in the summertime, my room is already black. So I'm already going to sleep. Does that mean that I'm not up sometimes at 9 o'clock? Yes, I'm up. But the majority of the time, if I have things to do, I'm already asleep. And people don't understand how I do it. And when I tell them how I do it, I have taught my body, which I've done to my body what our bodies do naturally. Our bodies react to daylight and darkness. Our body's clocks adjust to what they see. So, like, right now, it's still light outside, so I'm looking at a blue sky. Well, when this show is over, the room that I'm in, like, if I were to make this room dark right now, I would be able to do it. I have it light because I have the puppies in here, and naturally I'm talking to you guys. But
yeah.
Normally, the room that I'm currently in, which is my office, would be black already. Why? Because I adjusted to have my body prepared to go to sleep. Once 7 p.m. comes, this room is normally dark. And I did it that way intentionally so that my body will know to go to sleep. People, you have to learn how to adjust. And that's why I say, the thing that says I did not grow up with the first thing I saw was the microwave. Like, my children probably think it's normal. I know my children think it's normal to have a microwave. But my children would be telling their children, hey, I don't know what y'all talking about a cell phone. We ain't have cell phones when we first grew up. Well, guess what? I didn't have a cell phone or a fucking microwave when I was growing up. A microwave was really a luxury.
Oh, yeah.
And,
same way
and
with
even
a
the microwave
VHS player.
Like, the microwave that I currently have, I bought this microwave, oh, God, this is going to sound crazy. I bought this microwave, and it was considered cheap when I bought it in 2007 when my son went to college. And the difference between the microwaves then and the microwaves now really is the size and the price, because my microwave is a convection oven. That microwave replaced the microwave that I got on sale from Highland Appliance. For anybody who don't know about Highland Appliance used to be a big Michigan appliance store. They closed in like 2004, 2005. No, they closed even before that. They closed a long time ago. They might have closed in the 1990s. But I bought that microwave back in like 91 or 92, and I had that microwave for almost 20 years before it died. And that microwave died like around 2007. So I had it for about 20 years. And that microwave was like the bomb-ass microwave. It was also a convection oven. And I caught that bad boy on sale, which it was a deal when I caught it on sale in the 90s for like $120. That was a good price for a microwave, like in 91, 92. This microwave that I currently have was on sale, which was a good deal, for $70 in 2007. So this was that, you know, not what. Can't you get a microwave for $25, $30 now? Like at the store, they're really cheap. I mean, the prices come down.
Oh, yeah.
So they tell you that, you know, what was you going to say?
Yeah, I had to buy one last year because mine actually went to crap, and it was bought actually back in 2002. So, yeah, last year, had to buy a new one. And, yeah, it was like $60.
And that was probably regular price. That wasn't on sale.
Regular price.
Like,
and 1,000-watt and not a convection, because I have a convection oven on my countertop. So I'm good there.
Well, my convection microwave just don't even... I don't even use my convection microwave. It's just like I was used to having one because I've always had one. But mine has to sit on a microwave stand. People don't even buy microwave stands no more. I have a microwave stand. That's how big my fucking microwave is, okay?
Yep.
My microwave is the microwave that you really can't. My microwave is probably the microwave that you can make a fucking turkey in, okay? I kid you not. Not that I'm trying to make a turkey in my goddamn microwave, but I'm pretty sure I could probably put about a 10-pound turkey in my microwave, just letting it be known.
That's awesome.
But I don't use my microwave. I try my best. It's there. But, like, I was looking at I'm in these remodeling shows. So I'm, like, looking, and I'm ready to remodel my kitchen. But they tell you that I'm going old school. Even with the remodel for my kitchen, visually in my mind, I see it. I'm gonna have to quit being cheap. I'm gonna have to hire an interior decorator to come in and actually give me what I want, because I know what I want, but I cannot design it. So I'm gonna have to have somebody else sketch it out. But I want, and again, I'm going old school. I want the built-in oven. I have come to find out that my grew up with a built-in oven, and then when I started buying my houses, I have my, you know, and I just bought myself a couple of years ago, and I have a damn good oven, okay? Actually, my oven, and I have as much money as I pay for this fucking stove. It's going to be here for a minute, but when I do the design of my new kitchen, we're going to incorporate my current stove into it, knowing that I will eventually be getting rid of it. It might be 20 years before I get rid of it, but it will be gotten rid of, and it will be replaced with a stovetop. But in the meantime, I'm going to have, if I get what I want, I'm going to have a double oven built into the wall, and then I'm just going to have a stovetop, because I've come to find out that I really like that double oven built in the wall. I'm coming to realize the things that I didn't think I would like, I like. The things that we thought was old-fashioned, if they say what's old is now new again, that's me. My tea kettle, I used it for the first time today. Anybody want a tea kettle, go to Big Lots. It was only $13 at Big Lots. Big Lots is all over the country, so I don't want to hear anybody say, what is she talking about? Big Lots is all over the fucking country, people. I know that. I'm not talking about some weird fucking store. Big Lots.
Yep.
I know they all over the country, okay? But let me bring in Randy, because Randy been holding. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Tired. Been working since 8 o'clock this morning. Just resting my feet. Yay.
Did the power go out today?
I'm sorry?
Did the power go out today?
Thank God, no. So it's a full day. So it's a full day for me. Good. So that's good.
Yep.
So no power went out.
Now,
as a matter of fact, after your show, I'm going. Since I had to go to work for 2 days, I have a list of movies by black filmmakers. And I'm going to watch them all. I'm going to watch them all night long tonight. Matter of fact, I got a couple of them at home.
Nice.
You go for it, because I just got through watching Atlanta on Hulu, and that might be another reason why I couldn't see it. Well, I had never seen it. I had heard about the series, but I had never seen it, and because the new season started on Friday, I want to get caught up. Also, I'm kind of bummed. I was watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I did not realize that when I saw it last week, that was the last episode for that season. But that was a bummer the way that season ended. I'm just like, okay. And season 5 is the final season, so I might have to binge watch something else. So I do binge watch stuff, but like now my girlfriend told me, since I'm talking about doing all this remodeling on my house, to start watching home improvement shows. These motherfucking shows are addictive. I did not realize watching HGTV could be so fucking addictive. Watch these houses and shit. And it's better than reality TV, because it's reality TV where there's no cussing, fussing, and fighting. So it's like, it's reality TV where you're like, damn. And then what gets me is I be looking at these people's budgets, and I'm like, okay, I got to quit being so fucking cheap. Because I be looking at their budgets, and I'm like, that's about how much my shit is going to cost. Like, I'm in the middle. I've been getting estimates for my garage, and I've got to get one more estimate tomorrow, but I already kind of know which company I'm going with. And I'm like, I like paying cash. I'm just realizing I've got to get up all this shit that I'm going to pay cash when I need to finance some shit. Because if I keep saying I'm going to pay cash, I ain't getting a damn thing that I want. It's just the reality of it is, if I'm going to keep saying I'm paying cash, I'm not getting a damn thing I want, and my house is going to start falling down around me. So I've got to start financing some shit.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you something.
Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Randy, even though you don't drive, how much is gas where you are?
Well, so far, the cheapest gas that I've seen is a, I got up this morning, about $3.79 per gallon.
Oh, that's not bad.
Damn, that's cheap.
No $4 gas. No $4 gas,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's damn good.
Yeah, because I paid today $3.95 for 100% gasoline and not the ethanol mix.
Well, at least you don't have to pay $4 a gallon. That's highway robbery right there. $4 a gallon.
Well, the cheapest gas around me is
will be $4 a gallon. $0.05.
Because I was going to say, the cheapest gas around me, when I saw yesterday, because I haven't left today, it was $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
the gas station at the store I'm normally at, it was like $4.25. So the stores that I go to and the gas stations, they're over $4. And I literally have been cringing. When I say cringing, I'm just like, really? This is what it's resorted to? And I'm fucked because I live in an area where we don't have really good public transportation. So I don't have the option of saying, fuck it, I'll just catch the bus to the grocery store. Like, I've been telling people, if I lived in Detroit, I kid you not, when I lived in Detroit, I lived close enough. I actually lived close enough where I could walk to the shopping center where there was a grocery store. It was a shitty grocery store, but at least it was a grocery store. And I'm telling you, where I'm at, I do have a grocery store. I have a Save-A-Lot by me. But I'm not a big fan of Save-A-Lot. But I'm like, I'm telling you, they're not bad, but they're not good either. I mean, they're like a, I do go there like when I need like certain things, but in my regular overall grocery shopping, I'm really not going there. But I can tell you what's getting me is that, remember back in the day, and this is, for anybody who's listening who are not in our age group, you really want to know what we're talking about. But back in the day, remember, everybody pretty much used to walk to the grocery store, regardless of where you live.
Yeah.
People walk to the grocery store. And remember when they used to always have the shopping carts that they put their food in, the two wheels and the kickstand in the front? I've been looking for one of them because I'm telling you, I'm considering, I'm just being honest, because folks don't realize when I might have to catch the bus to the grocery store. I mean, I might have to just take a day and say, fuck it, I'm just going to catch the bus to the grocery store. I mean, it might take me 5 hours to do my grocery shopping, but I'm telling you, it's getting to the point where I'm going to either have to start shopping at the Save-A-Lot by me, which I can tell you, since it's not that bad, it's not like I couldn't do it, but this got to save some money, which means I have to get that damn shopping cart, walk my ass a half a mile up there, go do my fucking grocery shopping, and push that shit back home. You know, pour that shit back home, because I'm telling you, people, we got to be resourceful. When the shit is getting like this, all y'all who don't know what it's like to slip off your ass and walk, do you know why it wasn't making any fat people back in the day? It wasn't because they didn't have junk food, because people have been making cookies and cakes forever. Cookies and cakes are not a new thing. Every single person, regardless of how old they are, they have been making cookies and cakes since as long as they've had stoves, okay? The difference is that you did not see that many overweight children or overweight people back in the day was because they were walking and catching the bus everywhere. You could be stuffing your face full of fucking damn cookies and cakes, but guess what? You got to walk to school. You got to walk here. You got to walk there. You ain't got time to lose. You ain't got time to gain fucking weight because that's motherfucking shit that you was eating. Oh, you walked it off.
Exactly.
Listen, you didn't have time to. Now, did you have overweight people? Yes, yeah, some people are hereditary, are naturally overweight. Even back in the day, there are some people that just have that gene. But not the number of people that you see now. And I'm so tired. I'm with Bill Maher on this shit. When Bill Maher talking about, you know, now it's, they're making it like a shame to talk about weight, you know, Weight Watchers changing. I agree with him because you know what? It used to be that if a person was overweight, no, we're not telling people to come fucking tweaky, but being overweight is unhealthy. So when people embrace your size, embrace this. Okay, let me tell you something about you, woke ass motherfucking millennium. You woke people. Guess what? You so woke you want to be dead? Because let me tell you what's not attractive and what's not healthy. Being fucking 500 pounds is not healthy. And just because you want to wear a fucking bikini at 500 pounds and say, they hurt my feelings because they said I was overweight. How about you go fucking go for a goddamn walk? You know?
No shit.
You know why people used to lose weight? People weren't trying to get extremely skinny, but guess what? Yeah, you could call it body shame or whatever, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a chubby kid also, and then I also had, first of all, there is no longer called baby fat. Remember when we were growing up, it was called baby fat because all of a sudden when people got to high school, they got small as hell. I was one of those people. Like, I was big, and then it was like I got, like, into 10th grade, and bitch got a body. It was like, damn, bitch, where did body come from? Oh, I don't know, because I was a fat-ass bitch, you know. And I had my weight. But guess what? In high school, they made you go to gym.
Yes,
they made
is.
You do things. And on top of
oh,
that,
yeah.
If you were a girl and you wanted a boyfriend, you did not want to be the girl that they fucked because she was fat. You wanted to be the girl that did not get fucked because she was holding out for something better. Okay? So, call it fat shaming. Call it what you want, but guess what? There's a reason why Miss Piggy never lost any fucking weight.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? This, my feelings are hurt. People are committing suicide. First of all, let me put this out here. I'm not telling anybody to commit suicide. I'm not promoting suicide. I'm not even promoting bullying. But I am promoting that if you, first of all, I'm not comfortable with my size, I'm doing something about it. Am I trying to become a size 2? No. But I do want to be healthy. And let me tell you something. As a person who goes to the doctor on a regular basis, all my stuff is monitored. You know why you so many fucking young people are fat? Because they won't go to the goddamn doctor. You know why they won't go to the doctor? Because they're young and they say, ain't shit wrong with me. Guess what? Get your fucking blood pressure taken. I bet your ass realized then. But you don't want to hear what the doctor got to say because the doctor going to tell your ass to lose some motherfucking weight. That's the reality of it.
And, hey, I'm right there. I had blood work done, lab work done, the day after I got home from Hawaii, and blood pressure, normal. Weight, I lost 5 pounds. Not to mention... Oh, lab work, okay. A1C, 5.6, normal. Cholesterol, normal. So, I don't have to take any more lab work for a year. But I'm not going to change my eating habits because that's what has helped me get to where I am now, which is eating healthy, veggies, protein, leaving bread, potatoes, noodles, and rice out of it. So, I'm happy.
And see, that's the whole thing, but I'm so tired of hearing people saying, they're body shaming me. Okay, well, I understand there are some things. So let me get something out there. There are some things that you should not be shamed about. Amputee. I would never say, ooh, you lost your arm. You know, I embrace that. If you don't have a lump and you're showing off your body, that I do embrace. Because that's something that you cannot help. But if you're 500 fucking pounds, honey, I understand being big. Now, let me get something clear. If you are 5'2" and 500 fucking pounds, you're not attractive. But if you're 6'2" and 300 pounds, you probably don't look like it. And I want people to understand that height, you have to be height and weight proportional. So the amount that you weigh has to go with your height. If what you weigh does not go with your height, and somebody says, damn, bitch, you fat, it's probably because you're fucking fat for your fucking height. And guess what? If you consider that body shaming, then how about you go to the doctor and have a conversation with your doctor? If your doctor tells you that it's okay, then you come back and you say, I'm okay, because there are some overweight people that we visually are over, who are overweight, who are actually healthy. There are a lot of people who are big that we might think are overweight who probably are in better shape health-wise than we are. But that is not a whole lot of people, okay? There are some out there. But when you get offended because someone thinks that you need to lose a few pounds or you're not visually attractive, guess what? Do what I do. I always tell people when they say, hey, you look okay to me, you know what I tell them? But I'm not okay with it. But I also take medication. So I'm not okay because I take medication on a daily basis for my blood pressure. And I don't eat a lot of salt. High blood pressure is hereditary in my family. So even when I'm watching my diet and my different things, my blood pressure is associated with my weight. In order for my blood pressure to go down, I have to lose weight. It doesn't matter how I take salt and everything else out of my diet. My blood pressure is strictly associated with my weight. And I tell people, if it affects your fucking health, then that's when you have to say, I'm going to make a change. My blood pressure is associated with my weight. I don't want to be on blood pressure medicine for the rest of my life. And guess what? In order to get up off that medication, I have to lose weight. I have to get down to a weight that's acceptable. Not just to my doctor, but to me. And that doesn't mean that the weight that I am, the weight that I am is not acceptable to myself nor my doctor. My doctor has given me a goal weight. The goal weight that my doctor has given me is higher than the goal weight that I set for myself. But at that goal weight, I know that I will be off of blood pressure medicine. And actually, the goal weight that my doctor set for me is higher than the goal weight that I set for myself, which is strange. Most people would say it's opposite. It's actually normally the opposite. Normally, the goal weight that you set for yourself is higher than the goal weight than your doctor has. My doctor's goal weight for me is higher than my goal weight.
Right.
So I'm more motivated because I know the weight that I want to be, and I know what is a healthy weight for me. But again, I don't want to hear this shit about body shaming. I'm so tired of hearing, you can't say this, you can't say that. Guess what?
That ain't no shit.
If you're okay with how you look, and I'm going to say this. I want to say this to everybody because there are people going to say, well, we know you and we know this and we know that you'll say things and you joke. You're right, I do joke. But let me say something. If I say that I'm uncomfortable with the way you look and you say you good with it, then you keep it fucking moving. Because when people tell me that they don't like the way I look and I'm comfortable with it, I don't take it as body shaming. First of all, you can't shame me because I have high self-esteem. And my self-esteem is based on the fact that I'm a black woman. And I want to say this because there are people who will say that I'm an angry black woman, that I'm a different thing. I'm a proud black woman. But I can also tell you that I have been labeled as an angry black woman. I'm not angry, but in order for me to get what I want, I have to be assertive. Which, does that mean that I have to be assertive? Do I have to be angry about it? No. But what I do have to do is be confident. And there's a big difference. I'm very confident. And if I was not confident, I could not do this show. I could not walk around in some of the shit that I walk around in. And y'all know, y'all done seen me in some shit, okay? You know? You know, I could not do the things I do. And that's called confidence. But I have raised my children. If you don't like what somebody say something, but understand, there is something that was said when we were growing up that I want people to understand. Mm. opinions are like assholes, and everybody has one. Don't let that shit fucking affect
oh, yeah.
you.
That ain't no shit.
I mean, let me ask you something. The last time I went to the doctors, you do with the checkup and all that other stuff. First they told you to wait, put yourself on a whale, on a scale. And the last time I looked, I weighed 247 pounds, which I know is a freaking lie, because I weigh myself at home. I weigh myself. I got my own scale at home.
Well, what does the scale at home say?
220.
Okay.
Okay, here's the question. I'm going to ask something because, see, I know how I manipulate my scale at home. I'm going to ask you, Rainey, and I'm not knocking your scale or anything, but have you moved your scale from room to room? Because I know depending on what room my scale is in depends on what my weight is, and it's going to sound really crazy when I say this, but depending on how your floors are set up and what you're weighing yourself on will change what your scale says.
Yeah.
And then also, do you have clothes on when you weigh yourself at home? And what are you wearing when you go to the doctor? Because I can tell you that I can't get butt-ass naked when I'm at the doctor, but I have no clothes on. No, I'm serious. When I weigh myself at home, I have no fucking clothes on. And I weigh myself first thing in the morning after I go to the bathroom because I got to get that BM out before I get on that scale because I know I got some weight in there.
Exactly.
So there are a lot of samples.
Now,
when I go to the doctor, I will tell you that if I know I'm going to the doctor, I'm going to be weighed, I try to go in the summertime. The reason being is that I can wear as little as possible in the summertime. So normally when I go to the doctor in the summertime and I know I'm going to be weighed, I wear shit that I would never wear to the doctor. I go up in that bitch with my fucking damn workout clothes on. I can't, I go up in there with my fucking workout clothes on, my sports bra, my damn leggings. And in one time, I can't dress that loosely, but I make sure I take my fucking shoes off. I take off my watch. I take off anything that adds an extra fucking ounce. I take off.
Well, see, that's the thing. When I weighed in on my lab work, I took my keys out, my wallet out, my cell phone, and I do smokeless tobacco. I took everything out of my pocket. And jumped on there, and I was like, oh, sweet, 225, I love that.
When I went to that, I weighed close to 250 pounds. And I weighed, I'm 6'1", and I've been the same height since I was 17 years old. Same height since I was 17 years old, not to say weight,
because
I was a lot skinnier. I was a lot skinnier.
At the doctor, they're going to weigh your coat, your pants, your shoes, everything you got on your body, that's what they weigh when they say, hey, jump up here on the scale. I was like, I'm dressed for winter. I mean, I got a 10-pound coat on. So, yeah, trust me, when they say jump up on that scale, take everything out of your pockets. Period.
Well, I know when I do it at home, I take off all my clothes. I'm butt-ass naked. And to answer Miss B's question.
Exactly.
And to answer Miss B's question, they said something about what room do you put? My scale is always in the bathroom.
Well,
that's
always.
The worst place for the scale. That's actually the worst place to weigh yourself.
Why?
But I take everything off when I weigh, too, and it's like, damn. I left to go to Hawaii, and I weighed 230, and I was like, motherfuck. Okay, I'm good. Get back, and it's like, man, I already know I lost or gained weight, and got back, did lab work, and I was like, holy shit, I lost 5 pounds? Nice.
Well, let me ask Ms. V something.
Randy,
the reason why
the bathroom is the worst place to, because the majority of bathrooms have tile floors, and the tile on the floors are not always even. Even if your scale will seem like it's even, it's not always even, so your weight is not being distributed right.
Uh-huh.
You should always have it on a completely, like a wood surface.
Okay.
because if you weigh yourself on carpeting or on tile floors, your weight will not be right. And I had to learn that the hard way. I had to learn. I learned that the hard way because I was wondering why when I was weighing myself before I bought this house, when I lived in my house, my other house, I had carpeting throughout my house, and I had my scale in my bedroom. I had carpeting in my bedroom. I thought my ass was doing good. I'm hopping on the scale. I'm like, damn, bitches, this is doing good, but my clothes are still tight. I moved it to my downstairs where my wood floors were. Bitch was like 10 pounds heavier. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? And come to find out, and I start checking. And I start checking, and it's because that carpeting does not give you a good surface. And the floors in your bathroom do not give you a good surface. And now I actually have my scale in my guest room, and I have it on the, and I have it set where I want it set at. And I'm telling you, even when I pull it out my guest room and I bring it into my office, because I have hardwood floors, I can put it in my bathroom and I will be less in my bathroom than I will be in my office. Mm-hmm. So the location of your scale, despite when they say, the scales don't tell you that. They just say, oh, make sure it's on a flat surface. They don't tell your ass that if you put that in your damn bathroom on your tile floor, because every single bathroom that I've ever been in has been some type of porcelain tile. Porcelain tile shifts and moves. You might not see it, but it shifts and moves, which means it's not even. Despite how much even you may think it is, it's not even.
Mm-hmm.
Find your hardwood floor, you will see your weight better.
Yeah. So I was thinking my goal weight originally, since I'm 6'1", I would say about 200 pounds. Get down to 200 pounds. Well, I was thinking 190, but that would make me skinny at 6'1".
Right.
Feel like I'm anorexic or something. I don't know.
See, it actually depends on the person. Because, like, for me, I am, and this is really, when people say, now, when we were growing up, people say, oh, this person is thick boned or whatever. But I can tell you, I'm 5'3". The goal weight for the average 5'3" woman is 120 pounds. There's a problem with that. When I am 120 pounds at 5'3", I look like I've been sucking on that crack pipe. And even my doctor, even the doctor told me 120 pounds ain't cute on me. Every doctor I talk to, they be like, yeah, you don't need to be 120 pounds. First of all, the last time I was 120 pounds was after I had my daughter. And I was always 130, 140 when I was in school. So I know what my ideal weight is. My doctor has told me my ideal weight is 158 pounds. Guess what? My ideal weight is actually 145 pounds. But at 145, I don't look like a crack addict. I don't look like I'm trying to be a skinny mini. But I know what size clothing I want to fit in. So I can tell you, and to answer anybody's question, no, I ain't nowhere near that shit right now because bitch got back from Vegas and learned how to eat. I lost weight in Vegas and came back home and fucking ate like I hadn't been nowhere. So weight doesn't take that. But that's why I'm back on my journey. And
you said something about going for walks. I still go for walks. I walk to
And that's probably why you don't weigh 300 fucking pounds. But most people, these fucking millennials, let me tell you something. And for you people who are listening to me, I'm going to say this. I'm so tired of hearing motherfucking single-parent households and two-parent households bitching because they don't have a car for their teenager. Let me tell you something. My children didn't have a fucking car. My children didn't get cars until they got fucking grown. I didn't get a car until I got fucking grown. I don't comprehend these motherfucking teenagers to thinking, and these parents, because it used to be, oh, you got money. No, I come to realize these motherfucking poor-ass parents, somebody, they got to get a car for their child. If you can't afford a car for your fucking self, why the fuck are you trying to get a car for your child to have to go back and forth to school?
Amen.
See, that's why motherfuckers don't have no money, because let me tell you something. My teenagers didn't have no fucking car. I didn't have a goddamn car. The car that my fucking teenagers had was the car I fucking drove. We all share one goddamn car. I will not say this because I know sometimes they listen to my show, but bitch, because somebody's child I know is learning how to drive. If they're turned 15 and they thought they need a car for their child. They already got two cars in household. Now they need a third fucking car. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, that's
Amen.
Not the fucking reality. Because, see, teenagers
that's
make
it.
Your insurance go up. Let me tell you why my kids didn't get a damn car, because let me tell you something. My insurance was high just for me. I lived in fucking Detroit. You think I was going to throw a motherfucking teenager my goddamn insurance make that shit higher than high? Tell to the motherfucking no, fuck y'all. Teenagers automatically
yep.
throw your insurance up. Automatically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And see, that's
so,
it. I had to take my mom to work at 4 or 5 a.m. Then pick her up that night from second job just to have a vehicle so I could go back and forth to school until I saved up enough money and bought my own car.
Let me tell you something. I'm so tired. That's why these motherfucking teenagers are fat as hell. Yeah, I said it. Because, see, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all driving when y'all get to fucking 16 years old. You know why my son and daughter was skinny? My daughter blames on me. My daughter blames her fucking weight gain right now on me. You know why? Because at 22, when she wasn't living at home, we were tired of picking her ass up from work and taking her back home. So we bought her a motherfucking car when she was 22 years old. She didn't start gaining weight until she was 22, okay? Because her ass was walking and catching the bus every goddamn where.
Yep.
So,
Ooh.
Let me tell you something. My son is not fat because he ain't got a fucking car. I'm just telling you. I'm letting y'all know. Fat people don't drive. I mean, fat people drive.
Oh, they do in Oklahoma.
Now, I was trying, I said it the wrong way, but I was trying to say skinny people don't drive, fat people do. Because if you fucking fat as hell, learn how to walk somewhere. I'm telling you, you lose some weight real quick because I got
hit.
Yep. My son.
Yep.
Says he's
and,
dead. My son is
I mean,
not really
no
dead. Fear.
I mean, no offense, but if you're that big, I mean, go ahead and walk through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It might help.
First of all, why are you going to McDonald's? Because I say it like this.
Well, especially
if it's
a block away, walk to McDonald's and get your food.
Remember, you know what? Subway became so famous because Jared used to walk the fucking Subway. That was a true story. And then they found out he was a goddamn pedophile. But we won't get into that. But Jared actually made Subway famous because he lost all that weight walking to Subway to get his food.
Agreed.
That was actually
true. And nobody took that to heart as far as, oh, let me walk and do this. Oh, okay. Well, oh, that's too much work. I'm going to go ahead and drive. Oh, it's
drive-through.
I mean, my job is 2 miles away from my house, to my place. I walk there every day. 2 miles.
I was going to say, that ain't shit. I walk there on the regular.
It's good.
But I am going to say this. We got to go because...
Okay.
Yeah, we done had a daylight saving time conversation, and this bitch gonna stay on daylight saving time. I ain't ready to get up to 3 a.m. But everybody, if you ain't never had no real good tea, go get your ass a goddamn tea kettle. So we gonna talk about food next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Mahalo.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a quarter life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.